This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1459. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 6th, working conditions at VOA, program tips from Miami and Tokyo, new frequencies from Cuba, Croatia, Romania, Indonesia, strange frequencies from Brazil, Monaco, and Russia, less medium wave from Germany, and the propagation outlook. Federal employees vote BBG as the worst agency to work for. That's the headline of a story in the Washington Post, April 23rd, brought to our attention by Andy Sennett on the Media Network blog. It starts this way. The latest Federal Human Capital Survey, conducted by the Office of Personnel Management, has been published in Washington. In a poll of employees in 37 U.S. federal agencies, the Broadcasting Board of Governors came in last place in three of four categories: leadership and knowledge management, results-oriented performance, and talent management. The broadcasters did manage a 36th place showing in job satisfaction. To make matters worse, the agency dropped in each of the categories from the previous survey. In ABDX, Charles Taylor agrees BBG is indeed a bad place to work. I had fond hopes of a foreign service career at VOA. My years at Delano were alternating hell and heaven. When I contracted cancer, I requested a hardship transfer back to Greenville, but a dear friend in personnel blocked my transfer, so I had to pay for my moving expenses back to North Carolina. On his blog, Kim Elliott replies in much more detail to this story. As employees of VOA, our main job is to improve performance of U.S. international broadcasting and increase audience share. Achieve that and job satisfaction should follow. The working environment is nevertheless not always pleasant. While most workers in most agencies have regular office hours, many VOA broadcasters and studio personnel must work evenings, overnights, or from 3 to 11 a.m., in which case they must move their cars from the parking lot at 8 a.m. to make room for the senior executives, then look for metered spaces on the streets and keep those meters fed until quitting time. Employees of most agencies have offices with doors and window blinds that can be opened or shut. VOA broadcasters work in cubicles, often in windowless interior rooms. They must run one direction down the corridor to the booth to record interviews, then run the other direction to make it to the studio by deadline. Part of the problem is the identity of whom we work for. When I came to VOA in 1985, it was all Voice of America. I'm paraphrasing what he says. There is still VOA now, but it's all divided up into different parts, such as the Office of Engineering, International Broadcasting Bureau, administrative offices, the front offices, and various other entities: RFE, RL, Radio Farda, RFA, MBN, Radio Saba, Al Hura, Radio Marti, TV Marti, and OCB. It's not one big happy family. These entities fight among themselves like a sack full of civets for budget, audience, talent, transmitters, and frequencies. Just getting an accurate shortwave schedule out of VOA and the other stations is a chore, especially when there's something that's not happening every day. There was a presidential press conference, for instance, on April 27th at midnight UT. That was heard on a couple of additional frequencies via Saint-Thomé by Dave Valco in Pennsylvania. Normally off the air in the middle of the night in Africa, 4960, and the other one via Botswana, 4930. Keep those in mind if there's another event, such as a presidential press conference at midnight UT, you would like to hear via Voice of America. At least one of the WEWN transmitters in Alabama is accompanied by spurs, distorted modulation at approximately plus and minus 10 kilohertz. Woe betide any station foolish enough to try to broadcast only 10 kilohertz away from WEWN, such as WIFR on 15600, bothered by those spurs before and after 22UT from Wuyun on 15610. Another case earlier in the day, 11530 from WEWN does the same at 1400 to 11520 and 11540, when fortunately I don't hear any broadcasters getting creamed. Ted Randall has been wanting to interview yours truly for a long time, so we finally got together and talked for almost a sesquihour to appear on his QSO with Ted Randall show, first airing Tuesday, May 12th at 21 to 23 UT on WBCQ 7415. It'll probably repeat the following Thursday and various other times, also on WRMI 9955, Sundays at 0500, and become available for download. So, if you'd like to hear even more of me, and perhaps telling some things I never get around to mentioning on World of Radio, check out QSO with Ted Randall in the next few weeks. A new mystery broadcast appeared on the media broadcast schedule from Vertaktel, Germany, via DX Mix News Bulgaria, Saturdays at 16 to 7 UT on 11885. It's aimed at South Asia. Jeff White at WRMI explains it's a new broadcast of the program we would call an infomercial, Power Learning, or Your World, Your Way, which is already on WRMI itself. But this new transmission will be Saturday at 16 on 11885. Jeff says we're also airing the Portuguese DX program, originally on Radio Aparecida, Brazil, Encontro de Xix. UT Saturdays at 0100 to 130 on 9955 for at least 8 weeks, a selection of recent programs from last year. But the big news from WRMI is that Adventist World Radio's WaveScan, although canceled from their own production facility in Singapore, which is moving to Indonesia, will continue in June and will be produced at WRMI instead. It appears that Adrian Peterson will once again have a greater role than he has in the last few years when it's been produced in Singapore, that is, writing the program, and I suppose we'll be hearing Jeff White hosting at least part of it, as well as the usual contributors from various parts of the world. That starts in June. It's already carried on WRMI, of course, and Jeff says it will continue to be carried on the other AWR stations just produced in Miami. Remember IBC a few years ago? I think it was involved in penny stocks, and they claimed to have a shortwave station in Greenland, which no one ever heard or heard of besides from them. And they were also buying time for a while on WRMI. Well, Kim Elliott sends a report from TradingMarkets.com of May 1st about enforcement proceedings against the principals of IBC, Darren P. Fleming and Matthew C. Bruce, by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It seems they're accused of fraudulent dealings, including non-existent broadcast affiliations with various radio stations. Jeff Cadets forwards news that the low-power FM station at his town of Macomb, Illinois, went back on the air May 1st, but it had to do this in order to avoid losing its license. It's been off the air for a year or two. WTND LP 106.3. TND stands for Tom and Daryl. You may recall them from the shortwave program they used to have. And Jeff says they're still in financial difficulties. So if you're within range of WTND in Macomb, consider supporting them financially so they can stay on the air. I've had a look at their program schedule, which is still on the web, and it's quite an excellent lineup of shows, including, yes, World of Radio was one of them they used to carry. Another station which has been off the air for 6 years, almost, and is not coming back, Radio for Peace International in Costa Rica. Yes, a sad story. You may remember that they were forced off the air. They were a progressive shortwave station, but their website has continued, and they were webcasting until last year. Now Franklin Cyberling in Iowa says the website is officially up and running, dedicated to maintaining the legacy of Radio for Peace International, whose voice on the airwaves was silenced in 2003. It's at the same URL as before. Take a look, www.rfpi.org. We pointed out that one of the frequency changes, Radio Havana made on April 13th, caused it to collide with Saudi Arabia on 11820 between 20 and 23 UT. Well, they've now rectified that. Starting May 1st, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain heard from Arnie Coro that the new frequency would be 11770, half an hour each in Portuguese and Arabic, and then 2 hours of Spanish starting at 2100. So Saudi Arabia is again in the clear, and 11770 seems to be okay as far as no co-channel interference, although it's a bit too close for comfort to Barbie Bridges from a lesser Antille on 11775. We mentioned last week that the Cuban clandestine Radio Republica had started a new transmission on 9840, apparently between 21 and 23 UT, and so it had, but it only lasted a few days. It was not heard as of April 30th. On the other hand, the Brazilian service of CVC Miami via Chile, A Sua Voz, which earlier in April was reported planning to close down its shortwave service for financial reasons at the end of the month, in fact, has continued on 15410 with the usual good signal, even here in North America, from Chile. It's on the air between 12 and 01 UT and still collides with other stations part of that time, including Radio Farda and VOA. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, reports hearing a station in Juiz de Fora, Minas Gerais State, Brazil, on 5050, May 5th after 1000 UT. They were mentioning that town, and the ID sounded like Rádio Cidade, -kHz. Now on 5050 kHz, that must make it a fifth harmonic, in case you haven't noticed. No intentional Brazilian stations on the 60-meter band end a frequency in zero. They all end in five. Besides, this one is not on any of the lists. So apparently it is a harmonic, but its correct name is not clear. Marcelo Begeni contacted the station for the Deixis Clube do Paraná, and they maintain that it's actually still called Radio Solar AM. So there may have been a misunderstanding about the ID, or a program coming from somewhere else. Horacio Negro in Uruguay is doing his best to persuade some station in his country to resume shortwave broadcasting, and plans continue for one to do just that on 6045. Radio Sarandí Sport. He's been in contact with the engineer there, and they planned to start broadcasting around mid to late May with 3 kilowatts on lower sideband. So keep an ear on 6045. Wolfgang Büschel reports that Christian Milling in Germany has encouraged RAI in Argentina to repeat its Monday through Friday German broadcast at another time on the following day. You see, 15345 is blocked by Morocco at 2100 UT. Trouble is, the repeat is the next day at 1700 when it's also blocked by Morocco. But at least you have two chances to hear the program in case the interference abates. This is an experimental thing for May through July. When I check here, before and after 22 UT, Morocco is totally dominant on the frequency, 15345. You can barely tell that Argentina is there. When you can, it's lately been a bit on the high side. Checking out the new repeat on the first day, May 4th, at 17 UT, Wolfgang Büschel says there's an additional problem, not only Morocco co-channel, but jamming against Ethiopian clandestines bleeding over from 15350 during that very same hour. Here's another report of that Argentine Army feeder on lower sideband relaying a different Buenos Aires station than I mentioned last week on 15820. Terry Kruger in Florida reports hearing Radio Mitre May 3rd from 2340 past midnight UT with excellent Spanish coverage of a soccer game. ID at the top of the hour, that's the station originally on 790. This edition of World of Radio number 1459 is semi-complete. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, where your contributions and comments are always welcome, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. We give away everything, not only on the air, but in text via the Internet at our website, worldofradio.org. Although postal mail is most welcome, I'm afraid I'm rather deficient in answering postal mail, and besides, I have nothing at all I can send out of a tangible nature. You really need to check what we offer on the Internet and on the air. Radio St. Helena Day organizer Robert Kipp in Germany sent us some exclusive news published in DX Listening Digest 9037. A summary of the number of reports received for the last Radio St. Helena broadcast from each country. I'll just mention the top several. In first place by far was Japan with 124, where they have the largest fan base. Second, the USA, 35 reports. Third was Germany with 33. Fourth, the UK with 15. Staff at the station have been busy filling out QSL cards since the middle of April, and he says they should start to arrive at their final destinations around the world about the middle of May, 2 months earlier than had been estimated. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says Central African Republic is in fact active on 7220. But the power is much less than it used to be, so it may be hard to hear. He's able to pick it up in the middle of the day. Reported May 2nd at 12:16 to 14:11 UT with vernacular and African pops. News at 1300 when the signal improved, and another newscast at 1400, but interference was starting. Transworld Radio reported that it had to cut back its broadcast to Africa for financial reasons. They were rather vague. It wasn't clear whether this applied only to Swaziland. But in any event, Alan Pennington, UK, in the British DX Club, says that he was hearing more instead of less English from TWR Swaziland on 3240. He tuned in at 2110 UT May 2nd when they were running unshackled and continued until 2200. He says, I've only heard 3240 previously in the morning around 0300 with local African languages. ADXC in India forwards a report from an unspecified source that the BBC is understood to have cut its marketing, communications, and audience division budget of around 100 megapounds by an initial 20 megapounds for the new financial year starting in April, and the reduction will increase over the next 3 years to 25% less. This apparently applies mostly to television. It seems to me that any non-commercial public service broadcaster should spend zero on marketing. Kai Ludwig keeps us well informed about broadcasting developments in Germany. He says Hessischer Rundfunk will no longer broadcast on medium wave as of next year. That's 594 kilohertz to be shut down. All programming produced for that will be discontinued, including broadcasts for immigrants in Spanish and Greek, to save 64 mega euros by 2012. Exact deadline not known, but it could be at the very end of this year when it closes. That will open the frequency possibly for more DRM from Croatia. There's also Bulgaria on 594, as Hermann Bühl points out in Medium Wave Circle. Another German frequency is already closed down. Kai Ludwig says the DRM test via Burg on 1575 kilohertz has ceased the last weekend. That is the first week in May. The Voice of Russia German service announced that it would be closed down, according to Douglas Kaler. As of May 4th, that is off the air, and Kai Ludwig says instead of Burg, he's now hearing primarily on 1575 Radio Farda, transmitted all the way from UAE toward Iran, 4 megameters away, and a pretty good signal way off in Europe. Dragan Lekic in Serbia notices that the Voice of Croatia scheduled for relays via Germany is effective only until May 9th. Wolfgang Büschel says they have planned a frequency change starting Sunday, May 10th, for the broadcast to the Americas between 22 and 05 UT back to the usual summer frequency of 9925, replacing the winter frequency of 7375, which got an extension. And as always, there are 3 different transmitters overlapping, so you may hear a bit of a reverb. Let's hope not an echo if they are properly coordinated. 2 of them are in Wertachtel, and 1 of them is in Nauen. From Radio Aktu via Christian Gibodo and Dario Monferini, news about broadcasts from Monaco. Well, sort of broadcasts. It says the maritime station 3AC is starting to carry newscasts originating with an FM station on 95.4 called Radio Monaco. I guess they'll be on single sideband. I think they're referring to voice rather than some kind of digital text. Anyhow, the schedule is Monday through Friday at 07 and again at 11 UT. Here are the likely frequencies: 4363, 8728, 13146. And maybe not the higher ones, but they're listed 17260 and 22768. Torsten Hamann in Germany reports a broadcast on 8886 kilohertz, heard May 2nd at 1800. He thinks it's Voice of Russia in Russian. The question is, how do they land on that very strange frequency? Jari Savolainen in Finland thinks he's figured it out. It's a mixing product at the Samara site in Russia, which is using 9615 at that hour. According to the schedule I looked up, it's Voice of Russia until 1800 and then relaying family radio. 9615 minus medium wave frequency at the same Samara site, 729 kilohertz, which carries Radio Zvezda. Yari checked that the next day and confirmed he is indeed hearing that, not only on 8886, but the mixing product on the other side, 10344 kilohertz. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain heard Radio Romania International English at 2030 on new 9690, parallel 9765 and 11810. Dean Manano in Connecticut confirms he heard an announcement from them saying that 9690 replaces 15465. They made another change in English at 0530, 17760 replacing 17770 to Asia and the Pacific. John Babas in Maryland, whose favorite station is The Voice of Greece, confirms that they are running an hour in English, well, it's mostly music, but presented in English by Adriana, Greek in style. UT Mondays only at midnight 5 on 7475 and 9420. I've been trying to monitor Voice of Turkey's English to North America at 22 UT on 9830, but it's bothered by heavy radio teletype on the very same frequency, which has been there for a long time. So I've advised Voice of Turkey to move off as soon as possible. The easiest solution would be to shift up to 9835. At the very end of last week's program, I mentioned an NID in Arabic at 05 on 11665. Wolfgang Büschel has now identified that as Iran's Arabic service. It shifted from 11655 at 0230 to 0530. Via PlayDX, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports Tajikistan on new 4775 at 0230 May 2nd instead of 4765. But we're not sure if this was a mistake, because just 2 hours earlier, Jorge Freitas in Brazil, HardcoreDX, was hearing it on the usual 4765 at midnight 39. Terry Kruger in Florida says he heard SLBC Sri Lanka's morning broadcast turning on carriers at midnight 17 UT on both 7190 and 11905, then with a continuous 1,000 hertz tone until music started at midnight 20. After 13 UT, I was hearing a carrier on 15412 heterodyning CBC Chile. That must be Voice of Tibet, which is varying its frequency via Tajikistan. Koji Hashimoto reported in Japan Premium, hearing it on 15412 in mid-April during that hour. But they jump around. Also, 15422 was reported April 19th instead. Ron Howard in California reports that on Sunday mornings he can hear three English programs in a row for half an hour each from exotic Asian stations. At 14:30, there's Holy Tibet on 7350 and 6010. At 1500, Focus on China from Voice of Strait on 9505. And then from 1530 to 16, Myanmar Radio's usual English broadcast on 5985. I've been hearing Firedrake, Chinese musical jamming here, reliably in the mornings on 8400, 9000, 13970, and sometimes on 15600. With many other frequencies, which are active from time to time, it's monitored by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, including 18320, 16800, 15600. These are during the morning hours in Europe. These out-of-band channels are believed to be against the Falun Gong station's Sound of Hope, which itself uses low-power transmitters as a rule. However, Ron Howard in California says that on May 4th at 1403 on 8400 kilohertz, he was surprised to hear a fairly decent signal during the top of our 5-minute gap of Firedrake, some talking in Chinese, which wasn't CNR1 programming either. So he believes he was actually hearing Sound of Hope itself. However, it was not low power in this case. By the way, we have extensive schedule of Chinese domestic and international services in DX Listening Digest 9037. Dragan Lekic in Serbia says he was surprised to hear an excellent instrumental hot jazz music program from, of all places, Radio Japan. This was UT Wednesday at 1710 via UAE on 13740. He says it's really worth listening to. I've been trying unsuccessfully to get a program schedule of Japan's service in Japanese translated into English so we can find more of these musical gems. It lasted a good many months, but we knew it would not last forever. A good clear frequency for English of Voice of Indonesia at 13 UT, 9525. On May 4th, they shifted up to their 25-meter frequency, 11785, which collides with Voice of America and Chi-Com jamming. Furthermore, on weekends, it's blocked by WHRI with Hmong Lao Radio. So we've urged Voice of Indonesia to please go back to 9525. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 5th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, except for 12 and 4 on May 6th, and solar flux stuck at 70. That's World of Radio 1459. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program, and we'll hear me again next week.